Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, so the weather is time for cozy chilly willy, huh? And we love it, most of us. It's rainy, it's windy, it's cold, and it is killing us.
What?
Yes, it is killing us. According to a British medical report that just came out, cold weather creates a hormonal shift in human beings, and it drives people toward high-calorie food.
Okay, that kind of makes sense, because, like, hibernation?
No. we don't hibernate.
Well, I know we don't.
Okay.
But I mean, like, okay, hold on. Yeah. Stick with me for a second.
I'll stick with you.
Okay. Higher calorie foods.
Yes.
Okay, which will pack on some fat.
Yeah.
Sure.
If it's cold outside, maybe snowy outside, your opportunity to go and hunt becomes harder. Right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So if you have extra fat on you, it can sustain you a little bit longer in the times that you can't go out and hunt.
There you go.
It has nothing to do with
hibernation, but I see what you mean. God, I wish we hibernated. Could you imagine, like, hey, everybody, we got to wrap up school and we got to wrap up all of our work projects before we go sleep for 2 months, okay?
They don't sleep during hibernation, Gavin.
They don't? Who doesn't? The bears?
Yeah, they're not asleep the whole time.
They're not?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
What are they doing? What are they doing in there?
Hanging out.
I don't think that's
yes,
true.
They do a lot of sleeping, but they're not asleep the whole time.
What?
Listen, I know this isn't the direction we're trying to go, but bears are not asleep for months on end.
They're not? They're not! I just Googled it! They're in a state of torpor, which is a deeper, more energy-efficient state than sleep. While in torpor, their heart rate and breathing slow significantly, and they don't need to eat, drink, urinate, or defecate?
What?
They can still wake up and respond to disturbances, and the mother bear can still wake and nurse her cubs. We were going to talk about something else, but what a sidebar. Nobody knows how bears work.
Right.
They're a mystery to science.
Torpor.
Torpor. Okay, now we know. Torpor. All right. So, okay. To go back to what we were trying to talk about, this explains everything. I think this explains why we feel like, you know, we're drawn to Christmas cookies. You're going to go back for that second helping at Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, you're...
Because here's what the study said. The study said, if you're just joining us, we learned that cold weather creates a hormonal shift that makes human beings eat more. We also learned that Katie knows way more about bears than everybody else on the planet. But the study said reduced sunlight lowers serotonin and dopamine, increasing carbohydrate cravings. So it's because when you're low on that dopamine and serotonin, you want more carbs.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I was literally thinking, like, I feel like I eat the same amount during the winter as I do the summer. Okay.
Okay.
And I have, you know, people always talk about like, oh, I gained holiday pounds. That's never me.
Mm-hmm.
I bet this is because even during the summer months, I still have to be inside. So it's you guys who are able to go out in the sun who are actually suffering during these months.
Yes.
So your dopamine goes down. Your serotonin is all over the place. So you guys are like, yum, 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 yum.
Yes.
And I'm just... It's the only perk of looking like this. I'm in homeostasis.
Yes.
I'm the same as every other month.
And the cold weather forces us to live like Katie.
Yes.
Torpor.
How does it feel?
Feels like...
Like you're hungry.
Yeah. Okay, so real fast, let me run over things that we can do to fight this.
Okay.
Okay, Katie, maybe you could try this.
Okay.
Adding spices like chili or cayenne. Starting your meals with higher fiber foods.
Okay.
Eating protein-rich breakfasts.
Okay.
Choosing 70% dark chocolate, including omega-3 fatty fats into... and using smaller plates, drinking more water. All of this will help you
overeat. Is the answer the same thing that you would do any other time of year to not overeat?
Yeah, but we don't have to do it the rest of the time because we're allowed outside. You're not allowed to leave your cave. You have to just lay on your side and nurse your baby bears.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And we are competing for $200 today on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I need to say something.
Uh-oh.
I'm really phoning it in today.
Oh, God.
So, just know.
Oh, man.
My brain is in holiday mode.
Well, you know what? That's real good news for Marissa. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you got autopilot Katie today. She's leaving the studio. Maybe she won't even find her way back to it. We don't even know. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. Donald Glover had to cancel his tour last year due to health, but we didn't know why until now. He suffered a stroke. Doctors also discovered that he has a hole in his heart as well. Crazy. What is the alias Donald Glover uses for his music career?
Wait, sorry. What is the alias that Donald Glover what?
Uses for his music career. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Childish Gambino?
Okay.
Hello?
Yep. Question two. Jelly Roll has lost over 150 pounds and his appearance is very different now, but he's making it even more shocking as he shaved off his beard. It is jarring. Do you think it looks good, Kevin?
No, I don't like it.
Kevin doesn't like it. To see it, you can text the word beard, B-E-A-R-D, to 916-909-1065. Name one of the two crimes Jelly Roll was in prison for. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
He stole from.
All right, moving on. Question 3. Eddie Murphy's being celebrated with a Lifetime Achievement Award and a documentary about him. And in that documentary, he talks about 3 movies he regrets turning down that would have changed his career. It was Rush Hour, Ghostbusters, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Man, he would have been so good in all 3 of those movies. The part of Carter instead went to who in Rush Hour?
I'm sorry.
3 seconds. 3.
I don't.
1.
Harley Carter, the African American.
Question 4. People were furious over an airing of the holiday film Elf on TV. Why? Because it was on HGTV. People flocked to their social media and Reddit to vent their frustrations that they expect design shows only on that channel and holiday films can be seen anywhere. What does HG and HGTV stand for?
House?
Is that it?
HTTP.
House.
Home.
Okay. And question 5. Wicked for Good was the number 1 movie at the box office over the weekend, and it was the 2nd biggest opening weekend of the year behind the Minecraft movie. It made $153 million. If the budget was $170 million, what percentage of the budget has it already made?
The budget was $153 million, and they used $170 million.
The budget was $170 million, and it made $153 million. What percentage is that?
What? Budget was $170 million, and they made $100. I don't know. I'm not doing math right.
That's all right. Kevin's going to bring Katie back in here. Marissa, what are we doing this morning?
I just got coffee.
Yeah, she just got coffee. Calm down.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the medical office in Sacramento.
Okay, what's wrong? Ooh. You sound sad about that.
Because she's tired.
Is that what it is?
Oh. I don't know. I need to drink some coffee and just go to work. It's a Monday.
Right, Marissa, I know. I feel you.
Wow. All right, fine. I'm just a curious little boy over here, but that's fine. All right, Marissa's now on hold. Spend this time drinking some coffee. Katie, you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Donald Glover had to cancel his tour last year, and now we know why. He had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had a stroke. Now, it didn't affect his speech or anything, but it was pretty bad. And when he was being examined as to why, they discovered he has a hole in his heart.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's crazy. What is the alias Donald Glover uses for his music career?
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino. Yeah. Question 2. Jelly Roll has lost over 150 pounds. He already looks crazy different, and now he looks even crazier differently. He shaved his beard off.
Okay.
It looks very different. If you want to see it, text in beard, B-E-A-R-D, to 909-1065. Kevin hates it. And it really accentuates how much weight he lost, like, in his neck.
Well, yeah.
You can, like, like, a lot of, like, it makes, I think he just looks older now, like an old man.
If you lose that much weight, you're going to have a lot of loose skin.
Name one of the 2 crimes Jelly Roll was in prison for.
Drugs.
Yeah, I'll take that. Aggravated assault is one, and drug dealing was the other one. Question 3. Eddie Murphy has a documentary coming out about him, and in that documentary, he talks about 3 movies that would have changed his career if he didn't turn them down. He was offered the part and he said, no, thank you.
Okay.
And they are Rush Hour, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That would have made that movie very different. And Ghostbusters. Imagine him in Ghostbusters. He said the part was too small in Ghostbusters. It's like, wow. Wow. All right. In Rush Hour, the part of Carter instead went to who?
It would, Chris Tucker.
Yes, it went to Chris Tucker. Oh, by the way, Marissa, I did give you a point for question two, FYI. Question four, people were furious over an airing of the movie Elf over the weekend because it was on HGTV. Okay. And people flocked to their social media and their Reddit page and said, I go to HGTV for design shows.
Wow.
Not for holiday movies that I can watch literally anywhere.
Wow.
I know, they were mad. What does HG in HGTV stand for?
Home and Garden.
Home and Garden. Yes. And question five, Wicked for Good was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend. You didn't see it, right? You're seeing it this week?
I don't know what I'm seeing it, but okay. I did not see it, yeah.
It was the second biggest weekend opening behind the Minecraft movie for 2025. And it made $153 million. Wow. Now, if the budget was $170 million, what percentage of the budget has it already made?
Right, thank you. Save me the time and the agony.
I would be honest, I don't know how to do that math, too.
90%. Marissa, okay. Are you there?
I am.
All right, final score. You got two and Katie got four.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, it is
I guess
Monday.
We're all phoning
it's
it
Monday.
In.
All phoning it in. All right, well, we're going to have $20 a jackpot anyway. And Marissa, tell us what you gotta say.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. Not today. But we hope you have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's giving.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What was the dumbest thing you ever fought with somebody about, or somebody fought with you about? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us. And we're getting into this because a guy was arrested over a really dumb fight. Katie has the details.
Well, of course it happened in Florida.
Of course it did.
And at the end of the night, some gentlemen were kind of stumbling out of the bar, and one started lamenting to the other two about how he doesn't know how he's going to make enough money. Mm. He doesn't know how he's going to feed his family, how he's going to keep his farm going. By the way, he went by Farmer P.
Farmer P?
Yeah. Oh. And one of the guys was trying to like help him out and say like, well, you know, you've got all these chickens. Maybe you can sell some eggs. And
he had to be told that?
They were all pretty drunk, guys.
Okay.
I think the guy even said, like, you're Farmer P, you can do it.
Right, okay? Right, yeah.
And they were going back and forth about, like, what the price of a carton of eggs could be and how many chickens he has. And the guy's, like, trying to help crunch the numbers for him. When they started really drilling down on it, they kind of started having kerfuffle over how many eggs can a chicken lay. And Farmer P believed that, I guess he was being gaslit by the guy based on how many eggs he possibly could get to sell on a daily basis. So Farmer T took a gun out.
What?
And cocked it and pointed it at this guy and his friend. Nobody was harmed. But a fight over how many eggs a chicken can lay, it's pretty epic.
It really is. This is exactly why it's good that nobody on the Wake Up Call has a gun.
Oh.
Because this is the kind of argument that we get into all the time.
Yeah.
Like, think about, you know what? Actually, can't I just go and like go to Google and then just tap on the thing? Yeah. Like just looking at some of the things that, like, we have Googled in this room because we got into a fight about something.
Okay, what are they?
Google is like our gun. Like, no, it's not true that a shaved raccoon looks more like a possum. Does a shaved raccoon?
Okay, yeah. We have fought over the sounds that we make while we're eating and drinking.
Oh, yep. My God, yes.
We fight endlessly about the temperature in the room.
I was going to say, whether or not something feels cold.
Sometimes we have to fight about what a person's name is that works in this building.
Oh, yeah.
I did witness my dad and my stepmom fight over a bottle of mustard. And I mean, I can't remember if it was the wrong kind of mustard or if they were out of mustard, but they were fuming.
Yeah.
They were, I mean, outraged with one another. And I think my stepdad even said to her, like, shut up.
Oh my God.
We put this up on Facebook. Did we get anything on Facebook?
Yeah. Joe said when he and his wife first started dating, she made cookies and she pulled them out before they were fully cooked and said, okay, these are done. For the next 3 hours, mostly stuck in traffic with no air conditioning, they argued intensely about what the definition of a done cookie is.
That sounds like something we would argue with Katie about, Kevin, yeah. About preheating the oven.
Yes.
Why? I don't need to preheat right. The oven.
You don't need to preheat the oven. Yeah, you just add a couple more minutes to whatever you're baking. Wendy said when her son was 5, his name is Aaron, and he was convinced Aaron is a girl's name because he met a girl named Aaron, and they fought for weeks about whether or not he could change his name.
See, I okay, take the gun out of the situation in Florida over how many eggs can a chicken lay. This is all healthy. It's called passion. Okay?
Okay.
It's just like this one. Me and my sister got, this is a text message. Me and my sister got into a fist fight because
my.
I took a bigger slice of strawberry pie that I purchased.
I went too.
Okay. I remember my brother and I once got into, I mean, probably the biggest fight we ever got in because he used to not be able to say his R's.
Uh-huh.
And he was adopted and was born in New Jersey. Please understand, he came to California when he was like an infant,
right?
And he used to say that the reason he couldn't pronounce his R's was because he was born in New Jersey. And I'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. If a person was born in France and they moved to America when they were 1 month old, would they speak French?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you are somebody that is lucky enough to own something very expensive and very fancy, how do you treat it? Do you treat it, you know, like a Fabergé egg and take it out only every once in a while and wipe it with a cloth? Or do you treat it like everything else in your life? No wrong answers, I think.
Right.
Because this is the situation going on in Katie's life right now.
I'm pissed. Right.
I think you need to tread lightly.
No.
Okay.
Some might say I'm in a relationship with a fancy man.
Not some.
Okay. I'm in a relationship with the fanciest man. I am not a fancy gal. Okay. He very sweetly likes to get me nice things. And when we first started dating, I was using a bum bag that I had gotten off of TikTok. And he said, my bags can't be nicer than your bags. I said, well, okay. And he gave me a Louis Vuitton purse, like the brown standard, like the bigger one, right? It was very exciting. I was like, oh my God, I've never had a designer anything. And that is what I carry.
For anybody who doesn't know, these bags run a minimum of $2,500.
Okay. At least.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I did notice that my Louis Vuitton was leaking.
Leaking?
Liquid was coming out of the bottle.
Katie!
And it is because I put my lunch bag and my water bottle in the purse, and the water bottle leaked into the lunch bag, and then the lunch bag leaked out of the purse. Okay, whatever.
Those aren't supposed to be in designer bags.
Oh my God, where am I supposed to put my lunch bag?
Carry them outside of the designer.
If I do that, everybody goes, oh my God, you have so many bags. Here's why it's not my fault. I have never pretended to be anything than exactly who I am. I love a Ross dress for less. I love to be a Maxinista. And you know what happens when you find like a $13 shirt? If you ruin it, you feel fine about it. Okay? So if you're gonna give, let's say, a wild bobcat a piece of meat and then be shocked that the bobcat ate the meat, that's on you.
Kevin, I know that you're outraged by this because you also like fancy things.
Yes, and I can't access it.
I am telling you, I'm on Katie's side during this.
Why?
Because the bobcat analogy is a great point.
No.
If you hand a baby a marker, you can't be shocked when the baby draws all over stuff.
You know what he had to text me yesterday?
So does he know about this?
No.
Okay. So he's nobody
about
tell
to
him.
Know now.
Well, he's on the Peloton right now. So I think he's plugged in a cat ear right now. So that's the good news. Yesterday, he had to text me and say, baby, don't forget to take the breakfast burrito out of your purse.
Right.
Because I had one just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just putting food in the purse is a no.
Well, sure. For a normal person, yes. But we're talking about Katie.
Thank you.
Okay, back to the line
she
analogy.
She travels around with like a small bodega at all times. Multiple beverage options.
You should know.
Multiple food options.
True. You should know that it's authentic leather straight from Italy. Yeah.
Who cares? The only expensive thing, really expensive thing that I've ever purchased for my wife was an engagement ring.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, my wife.
But you don't get yourself expensive things either.
No, I don't.
Right.
But my wife does not take care of her engagement ring.
How so?
My wife probably hasn't cleaned her ring in 5 years at the least.
Okay.
And it's just got makeup on it.
Yeah.
And it looks dirty. And it looks like she's got a husband who doesn't care. How does that make me feel? It doesn't make me feel great.
Oh, no.
It makes me feel like she's taking it for granted.
No.
But
okay.
I also remind myself, it's hers. I gave it to her. And if she wants to treat it like a bodega, she can. Kevin, I can see the rage in your eyes.
Somebody just texted it and said, put a plastic bag on the inside.
That's ratchet.
Smart.
That's ratchet.
It's working smarter.
No.
Yeah.
I would judge you so
hard. You know who would love that? Louie.
Right, yeah. Louie would be like, why didn't I think of that?
I do love my bag. She's beautiful.
You love the cubic space that it holds. That's what you love. And guys, it is a sturdy handle.
I can put so much in there.
Man, the other day I had a gallon of milk in it and it still held.
Gavin! Shush!
Oh, did you?
I sent you a picture.
Oh, that's right, you
Kevin! I sent him a picture of like, I went to the grocery store and I got a couple things, but I didn't get a bag. It was like a quick checkout. I sent Gavin a picture and I go, I'm going to die.
That's right.
And there's like a gallon of milk in there and a bag.
I'm pissed.
I bring my own bags.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're a cat owner, you don't want to miss this. Katie's got some details on a study, and it ain't good. What is it?
Gavin, you love your cats.
So much.
You...
I was a cat guy my whole life. Mm-hmm. Didn't get a dog until... just 2 years ago, and now granted, it did change my life, but...
Especially your previous cats, Annie and Holden.
Always have a... I still get emotional when I talk about them.
Of course. You love them so dearly. Would you get rid of them?
Never.
Hold on. If it meant you were less likely to be schizophrenic.
What? Oh.
A study shows that cat ownership dramatically increases your risk of schizophrenia-related disorders.
What?
Twice the odds.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Twice the odds.
And
you've got double the chances.
This isn't like some rinky-dink study, okay? This is 17 studies throughout 11 countries spanning 44 years. People with cats are 2 times more likely to develop schizophrenia-related disorders.
Okay, why? Before I even react, I need to know why.
They think it might be a parasite in their feces.
Oh, come on! There's parasites in all of our feces.
Okay, well...
And I'm sick and tired of saying that on this show.
Well, not all of them lead you to schizophrenia.
Right.
So, now it's time to choose.
Your life or cats.
Well, you can still live if you're schizophrenic, but your life certainly becomes a lot more difficult and complicated. Sometimes scary. And... hard for your family.
Man, I tried to get you on this one.
Yeah, how's it going?
I Googled, are there parasites in dog feces that make you schizophrenic? Google says no.
Yeah, oh. And Google knows.
Well,
yeah.
What is it about cats?
I don't know.
Why do you hate cats? Why are you such an enemy to cats?
No, I have touched more cats in my life than you have.
That just makes you a cat slut. That doesn't mean you love cats more.
I have forever homed more cats than you.
Well, yeah, because I never even tried.
Right.
I have forever homed my forever cats.
Okay, I gave the joy of family to kittens.
Wait, hold on a second.
I'm lucky. Maybe I'm schizophrenic.
Hold on a second. That's what I was just about to say. Are we sure that you've had foster cats or are you schizophrenic?
No.
Whoa.
This is a chicken and the egg.
Katie's going, hey guys, look at this new kitten. And she's just holding us in empty hands. And we've all gone like, yeah, Katie.
I'm holding just like a dish towel and petting it.
Kiss it.
Listen, it's purring.
I have to look at other people in the room. Just go, just kiss it. Just kiss the dish towel.
I have to have had foster cats to get the schizophrenia.
Correct.
Duh.
Correct. But maybe you were cut off a long time ago and you just think you keep getting them.
Well, I'm still happy.
Okay, how do they get the parasites? Do we know?
The people?
Yeah.
I'm sure changing litter boxes.
But I mean, like, or the cats, because my cats are exclusively indoor cats. And these have got to be from outside. The parasites have got to be from outside. They've got to be. So I'll bet that it's indoor-outdoor cats that are making people schizophrenic.
Stop trying to make yourself feel better. You have no idea, neither do I.
Do I display schizophrenic tendencies? Be honest.
You're not right. You're not right now.
Right.
I will say this. You have been absolutely certain conversations have been had that nobody else remembers.
Yeah. I almost swore because you're right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You have described things to us where Kevin and I look at each other and go, that did not happen.
Am I schizophrenic?
Maybe mildly, but hey.
Okay, just a little schizophrenic.
Can you get a touch of schizophrenia?
You're pseudo schizophrenic.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a sliding scale.
Guys, this is scary.
Yeah. Well, that's the schizophrenia talking.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Are you real? Am I living? Is this? Do I have a morning radio show?
No, you're talking into a comb.
Just let me kiss the dish towel.
Yeah, kiss the dish towel.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
What's the number one thing that people eat for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Turkey. Guess who's all over the place, lollygagging, flaunting themselves. Yes.
It's turkeys.
Turkeys!
At our new building. And we had them at our old building, but like not as much.
Not like this.
They were bold like they are here.
Mm-mm.
We are being stalked.
Stalked is one way to put it. I honestly think that they are just taunting us. This is the thing. To especially do it this close to Thanksgiving, they know that we are in an area where if we were to pull out a weapon and kill an animal, we go to jail. They know that.
Oh, okay.
We can't walk out of this corporate building.
No, and just be shooting turkeys.
Right. Even with a bow and arrow. Or even worse, if I pull a dagger out and run after it and kill it in the parking lot.
You could never catch
one. Oh, all of a sudden, I'm a crazy person. But if it's done in the woods.
People are just like, good for you.
They go, Thanksgiving. And they know that. So what do? They hang out by our cars.
They hang out by our cars. They hang out by the windows.
They're terrible. I didn't have to deal with wild turkeys until I moved to California.
Yeah.
They love it here. I have developed a hatred toward them because, one, they're ugly. Very ugly.
Yes.
Two, they're mean.
And they are so ornery.
Yes. Just Google turkey attack.
They've got a chip on their shoulder for us.
They don't even have shoulders. That's how disgusting they are. Okay. They're just neck and torso.
You are right. Mm-hmm. It has been in just the last 2 weeks that they have started showing up.
Right.
Like they would love to come in this building. The turkeys at this building.
Yes.
They think that we are the intruders.
Right. Why? Because we built a building on their land?
The only reason they are not in the building right now is they don't have a key fob.
That's right. Coming after people.
They never sit down.
They never sit down.
Have you ever seen a turkey sit down?
I don't think I have.
No.
I've seen turkeys fly.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's my point.
Okay.
This is a message to all the turkeys listening. I hate you.
Gavin.
I can't wait to eat you. And just because we're in a corporate park doesn't mean that I'm not going to start coming after you. So, at the very least, I'm going to make you think
that you're going to hunt
that up. I'm going to kill you. Yeah.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah, please.
Do you really think a turkey's ever going to be scared of you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
One, I'm bigger than them, okay? But two, I'm smarter than them, and I'll cut them down with my words. I'll make them feel insecure.
Okay.
And really, that's the best way to beat somebody is you make them feel insecure.
You bully them.
You bully them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you beat them. I'm going to bully turkeys because I'm not allowed to kill them on this land. The dumbest rule I've ever heard. Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, if you did kill one, let's say you spooked one to death.
Oh, like gave it a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a win. Wow, that's a
what
win.
What would you do?
Well, first of all, take a picture for Instagram.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay? And then...
say I did it.
Hashtag Thanksgiving. Okay? And then I would pick it up, and then I would probably bring it into the building.
Gavin.
Well, I don't know what else to do with it. I don't want to put it in my Tesla. Yuck, I don't even like putting fast food in my Tesla.
You don't just leave it for nature?
Go, no, I did that. They're going to benefit
you
from...
want the, okay.
Yeah, it's not like I killed something I can't eat. I killed a turkey.
Okay, so what if you gave a turkey a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and then we had somebody, no pun intended, stuff it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want it displayed in the studio?
Yes.
Okay.
Now that's a great idea. Yeah, I'll probably strap it to the roof of the car, take it to a taxidermist, and then say, can you somehow make it look like this turkey is still scared?
Okay, you want to, okay, yeah.
And then we'd seasonally dress it up.
That would be fun, like little Santa hat.
Yeah, summertime, put him in a tank top and sunglasses.
Okay, somebody just texted in, turkeys hate umbrellas. We have them at all the doors at work.
Why do they hate umbrellas?
I don't.
Because they think it's going to rain. They hate rain, too. Right. Yeah. Maybe they hate rain.
Hate getting wet.
Right.
Have you ever seen a turkey in the rain?
I have not.
Okay.
So we're going to get some umbrellas, and I'm going to try to give one a heart attack. And you know what? Animal rights people, don't at me. You hate them, too. Listen, have a happy Thanksgiving. And if any part of this made you upset, you can send all of your angry emails to kevin@endonline.com. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.